Right now, about half of Wisconsin's shoreland acres are developed, but the DNR predicts that figure will go way up within 2 decades. So the department has spent several years negotiating an update to the state's program governing shoreland development. DNR official Russ Rasmussen says a key part of the proposed rule would allow a lot more projects without requiring a local variance. Rasmussen says in return for the flexibility, the state would ask for something.
What we propose, for example, if you want to expand a non-conforming structure within certain size limits under the proposal, you can do so, but there's also some mitigation that may be required. You might have to add some vegetation along the shore, other mitigation that a county may require that would be proportional to the size of the project.
Rasmussen says the changes would make it easier for county governments to administer shoreland zoning without harming the beauty of lakeshores. But he acknowledges some property owners want no government oversight. Vilas County Supervisor Jay Verhulst is with a taxpayers group and served on the DNR's Advisory Committee for Shoreland Management. He says the rule package has become too complex.
NR 115 is supposed to be a minimum standard for the state, and what they have done in increasing it from a 7-page document to a 30-page document is create a statewide waterfront zoning ordinance, and that is not their charge.
Verhulst says Vilas County only changed 164 words in its shoreland zoning document. He also says a DNR plan to ban new onshore boathouses is a bad idea. The DNR wants any new boathouses to be built at least 75 feet away from the water. But Verhulst says to most people, that's a garage. Still, he expects the DNR board to vote today to send the shoreland rule package out to public hearings this summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.